Opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got lots of good stuff to get to today. Coaching news and more sexual harassment news. We'll have an update on that. What are the odds it's going to be a great show? Percent 1000. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Hey now.
With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part of it, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. It's a Wednesday. Do things a little bit differently on Wednesdays. We put odds on everything. We know it's percentages for you sticklers, but it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, you know, walk in naked with something written on your chest, put odds on it. What are the odds that's going to happen one day?
Zero.
Yeah.
0%.
Yeah, I don't really want to see that, no matter who you are. Unless you're, you know, Ryan Gosling or something.
It's Jimmy happened Garofalo. Before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Barry Warner did it to The Usual Suspects, came in shirtless. Was not a pretty sight.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so
don't say zero.
Don't do that. Now, if you want to send Jimmy Garoppolo in here without a shirt and something, I'd probably be okay with that.
Yeah.
What's happening, Hoffman?
You know, sports stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. I'm pumped for today's show.
Okay, why?
I'm just in a great mood today. We'll see how long it takes for somebody to ruin it, but I'm just feeling good, ready to rock and roll.
Good for you. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out Christmas presents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a pain in my ass.
So that's why you and Jong are the easiest to deal with. I just.
Right.
Get you guys alcohol.
Yeah, but I mean, my wife doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I got to come up with something else.
Kind of with you on that. But Jong, be careful with that in there, because that does sneak up on you. So if you're going to have some of that today.
So we're not going to try to drink our entire present now.
No, I mean you can if you want, but I just warn you, it's a very smooth vodka. I got him the Space City vodka. It's very smooth. You don't really, it'll go down real easy because you're like, oh, this is so smooth. I'm not really tasting the vodka. Next thing you know, yeah, we're having to bail you out of jail.
Plowed, yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I've opened it.
Yeah. Well, we'll give it a try. Tell people, you know what, and. This is where I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Yeah, I wrote that thing, five gifts to get for people at the last minute.
Right.
That makes it look like you planned it out all along. Well, one of the things on the list was the Texas whiskey.
Lucky there.
So that's what you got, and Jong has the vodka. So I'll be curious what you think of it. I really like it. It's, you know, and it's not just because it's my guys, but I'm not a big vodka guy.
I'm not either.
But you'll like it.
He's just drinking from the bottle.
Straight out of the bottle.
Good Lord, what are you, a hobo?
Well, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, it's really smooth, so watch yourself with it.
Wow.
Because I guarantee you, if you're not careful, you'll be at the bottom of that bottle by the end of the show, and we'll have to call an ambulance. So, but see, I see what he did there. He drank straight out of the bottle so he didn't have to share it.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, well, what's done is done.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Smith says the thought of Jimmy G shirtless got friend. I don't know why I'm in such a great mood today. It's been a busy day. Had a lot of work to do, but.
What do you got going on? What's got you so busy?
Sports map meetings.
Everybody's busy because Raheel and Jonathan, the sales guy, and some other dude that I've never seen were taking up the room where I have been prepping quietly with no interns around.
Hmm.
And then sure enough, they're in there today and Raheel's like doing some sort of presentation on the whiteboard. And well, watch out for that.
Whoa. What the hell happened here?
I was like, dude, this is my spot. And I guess it was only my spot when it's not busy.
Apparently
and
so.
And then somebody else just gets to use it whenever they want.
Well, it is kind of
so
a common area.
I'm going back to saying I need an office.
You know, there's another area back there you can use.
Oh, really?
It's not just that one. And it's actually more isolated. It's where all the coffee and stuff is going to go.
Okay.
It's like a little small conference room in there.
Does it have a table?
Has a table, yes.
Is there a chair?
Well, that's where I stole my chair from. But I'm pretty sure they put a chair there now.
Okay.
Because we all have chairs. And I actually kept my old chair because I liked it better.
Then I'm interested.
Okay. Well, I'll show you where it is. It's pretty... it's a good place to prep when somebody steals your prep place.
All right.
It's funny today. I was like walking around back there, and there's multiple people going into that area taking chairs and swapping them out with their chairs. It was pretty funny.
Jeez.
So you probably see a lot of mix and match in that conference room.
You've only had one sip of that.
I did.
That can't be messing you up. unless you had a liquid lunch.
No, I had saltgrass. They came today. It was really good.
No, they brought that for you guys.
Who
but
was
not
on
us.
Air when they came? Raheel?
Yeah, Raheel was.
Yeah, that's their guy.
Yep, they love him. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And if you haven't had a chance yet, John knows, what are the odds some idiot texter or caller ruins your good mood in the first hour? Not going to happen today. I'm going to be in a good mood the entire show.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm just fired up.
All right. I'm
happy to be doing the show. This is the fun part of my job, is to come in here. The other stuff, not much fun. Although, we had a productive meeting today, so that was good.
What was it about, though? Something stupid?
No, it's we have somebody who's going to be doing videos for us, and so she came in and we kind of planned all that out. And basically, after the first of the year, we're going to have sports map videos every day. And okay. Robin Carlin's going to do a couple. Mindy, who was meeting with us, is going to do a couple, and then we'll rotate other people in. Like Lance will come in and do a quick draft hit here and there, and
nice.
You know, Raheel will do stuff, and we'll try to get you to do stuff occasionally if there's a big MMA fight or college basketball news or something like that. Just minute long videos, but it's really going to add a lot to the site. And we have our studio set up, so that's all cool. And so we're just meeting with Brandon and Josh and figuring out what to do next.
All right.
So, she's also working for the SaberCats. In addition to doing stuff for us, which will be, so we'll be doing some rugby stuff on there for rugby fans.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's what it was about. 713-780-ESPN. Do you see, I think from now on, anytime Lane Kiffin is coaching a bowl game, I'm betting on his team.
Dude, I told you. This is what, it's exactly, first of all, I said it's the, if Florida Atlantic plays their worst game.
Yeah.
You know, they're still going to cover that 22. That was...
That made up for my Falcons bet the night before.
Yeah, it was my biggest confidence play in the bowl pool. I was very confident in it on Five Dimes last night or two nights ago. I mean, I said... Florida Atlantic could go out there and bum it up, and they will still cover 22 against that team.
Their only losses were against really good teams.
Yeah.
And that's a good football team.
It was just a bad matchup for the Bulls. And... Florida Atlantic probably, I told you they were going to be pissed off because they were stuck at home, basically. They played a home game, which in a way was beneficial, but I said they're going to be pissed off because they thought they should have gotten a better bowl, and I think they're going to go out there. And Lane Kiffin, you know, of all the, if he's anything, he's a bully and a front runner. And when he's out in front of you, he is going to stomp on you and try to choke the life out of you. And that's what he did.
Hey, John, which idiot was on this microphone before?
He's the last idiot that used that microphone.
Because they have screwed this thing up. The bass is falling out.
Uh-oh.
And so I tried to move it, you know, because I adjust it during the show because I move around a lot, right?
Wait, did you bring that chair in from your office?
No.
Oh, okay.
Somebody brought it in and...
See what I said? They're taking chairs in and out of that conference
room. I don't mind this chair because this is the same kind that I have in my office. Yeah. I don't like these other stupid gray things, which need to go away. I don't know why people keep using those, but...
Yeah, the one you use is way over here next to the door.
Yeah, that one doesn't move, which I like, but this one's okay.
All right, I'll look at your mic.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but I don't know if AD's around, but somebody's broken the base of this thing. So I don't know who was sitting here, but whoever was sitting where I sit back to the window show before, if you're listening, you're a dickweed, just so you know. At least tell somebody you broke it. You know, if I had broken it, I've broken things before. I've spilled coffee before. I stand up and say, hey, I screwed this up.
Right.
Or, you know, I just broke this thing and let somebody know.
It could have been Granato.
You think?
Yeah.
No, Granato would tell somebody.
No, he wouldn't.
I have faith in him. The
Granato sits in the middle.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Where's Lance sit? Where I sit?
I think
Lance does sit here.
I think Lance sits there. Raheel sits there.
Okay,
and
so this is Raheel's fault.
Raheel for sure sits there.
Yeah, and I think Nick was sitting there.
Okay, so it's Nick's fault then. I'm blaming it on him.
Nick was sitting there?
Yeah.
Was Nick doing the show and Jose was producing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Barry off comedian again?
Probably.
I don't know. Barry took today, tomorrow.
He took like every day off.
Yeah, he decided to use the rest of his vacation in the next week and a half.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, good for him. We're going to be here every day except for Christmas and New Year's, right? Isn't that
correct.
The plan?
Yep.
Unless there's a bowl game or something that you decide to use.
Nah.
Okay, good. Good. Because, see, there it goes again. It almost fell down.
Oh, boy.
Now, next Friday, we do have to carry the A&M bowl game, the Belk Bowl. So the post game might go a little long and might go past 4, but we'll be on right after that. It should be ending around 4.
Okay, so that ought to be a good drinking day for us. I'm gonna bring something special for the three of us.
And it's I think Dave South's last football game. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Still doing baseball though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought
he does basketball. I think.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the Kiffin thing, apparently he also was pissed off by something a Akron athletics official said. He was talking trash. So, hence the going for 2 while up 35-3 and throwing passes when you're up 50-3.
Yeah, I told you. They're looking to wreck those dudes.
Yeah. Well, they did. They did. So that was interesting and easy money. So, all right, guys, I am very excited because this is one of the many reasons I'm excited today. Guess who's going to be doing live racing again?
You.
No. Well, yeah, but not this kind of racing. Like actual races you can bet on.
Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Now, we'd have to dig him up. I don't know that that would work.
Danica Patrick.
Oh, no. Well, if you bet on her, you're stupid.
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last. He's a good one to bet on.
Golf Greyhound.
Golf Greyhound Park
is back. Oh, that
was my back.
Next.
Yes.
I knew it. I knew I'd get to it.
Yeah, they're doing a live race meet starting a week from today, Wednesday, December 27th. They're going to celebrate their 25th anniversary. They're going to have food trucks. And they've got a new track there and everything. And they've really done a nice job with the facility. So down in Lamarck, if you've never been, to Greyhound racing, this is your chance. They haven't raced in 2 years, so they're back, and you're going to get a chance to see some terrific Greyhound racing, bet on the dogs, and go check out the whole place down there. We're going to be down there a couple times. Can't wait. They've also got simulcast wagering, so if you're like me and you want to play the ponies while you're down there, you could do that too. They got the greatest thoroughbred and Greyhound races every day. They're open every day for simulcasting. You can go bet right now if you want, but if you want to see live racing, again, it starts next Wednesday. And bring the entire family. I mean, here's the thing. Especially right around Christmas, your family's all going to be around. You're going to be sick of them by then. Bring them out there. Go to the track. You can watch the races, and they can go do food trucks or whatever. And the kids can do stuff. They're going to have it all set up. And can't wait because this is a place that 25 years now. God, I remember when it opened. And my brother's the announcer down there, so you'll get to hear him. So go check him out. Gulf Greyhound Park live racing starts Wednesday, December 27th. The Greyhounds are back at Gulf Greyhound Park.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25. To get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline.
Ryan said, at first I thought it was two angels' voices coming through the radio. Then I realized it wasn't a dream. It was actually John and Lance. And also Adele. Adele's also an angel.
Ryan, in your dreams, do angels have acid reflux? Because that's all I'm hearing.
No. Not yet. I haven't really given that to you yet.
A couple times.
Already? Today I have?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it.
The Bench. Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 97.5.
Okay, guys, the moment you step into the showroom at Republic Harley-Davidson, you're going to be wowed. It is packed with a massive selection of new and pre-owned Harley-Davidsons. And starting, they're doing 7 days a week still through the holidays. It's a 7 days a week during the holiday season. It means you've got plenty of time to go check out and test drive that newer used Harley that you've been dreaming about. You're going to feel welcome from the moment you walk in the door till the moment you ride away. At Republic, they know you have a choice when it comes to choosing your dealership in Houston. So they're committed to making a trip to their dealership the best experience possible. And if you need, you know, riding lessons, they got you covered there. Give them a call to sign up today for the new rider course or the skilled rider course. You want to take your skills to the next level. And, of course, the rider in your life definitely wants more Harley-Davidson gear for Christmas. Come check out Republic Harley-Davidson's wide range or wide selection of clothing, riding gear, and memorabilia. They've got stuff for men, women, children, everybody. It's the final week of Republic Harley-Davidson's Holiday Spectacular. Special holiday hours end Saturday, December 23rd, but they're open every day until then, so stop by today. Financing for everyone opens 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Andy has a What Are the Odds. You know what, Andy, I'm going to tell you before you come on, the calls have been really, really good the last 2 days. After we had, so if you have a bad call, we're going to shame bell you. What's up, Andy?
First of all, Fred, I'm enjoying the good mood. It's contagious. I'm in a great mood, too. So
awesome.
Thank you for that.
Awesome.
So off to a good start, right? What are the odds that John is going to start doing a drunk karaoke on Fridays again?
I do miss those days.
Yeah, those are so much fun. You know what? Let's plan on it. We can't do it this week because we're out, right? But next week, I'm going to bring a very special bottle of something.
You might have to wait for the following week because I'm out next week.
Oh, dude.
Damn.
You're out on the last show of the year?
Yeah.
Why?
Vacation.
Vacation?
Yeah.
Dude, this is an important book.
It's a holiday book.
Well, I mean, I can play Christmas music for the rest of the show.
No.
Which, by the way, where's Juggalo Trey?
He was here yesterday.
I've been wanting Juggalo Trey to record Christmas carols, and I got word that he was interested in doing it, but then he's never here.
I'll check this. He might be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you probably just didn't see him because you're hiding in your corner now.
That might be true.
This is the first day you've actually been out there.
That might be true.
So, yeah, but that was a good one. Yeah, I'm really excited about being at Nick's place on Friday, which will be fun. Always is. And also very excited about Golf Greyhound opening back up next week. So we're going to be down there. I think I'm going to be doing a betting seminar one Saturday. I think the first Saturday, maybe the second Saturday. And then we're doing a show down there. So at least one. So I'll get to go down and see all my Galveston County friends, which is always fun.
You know,
we're up about 2 miles from that place.
How experienced are you with dog betting?
Pretty damn experienced.
Okay.
And actually,
it's a lot of similarities to horses.
There's similarities in terms of the types of bets. The handicapping is different.
Okay.
And I do really well with the Greyhounds.
Are these dogs fixed?
That's a good question. I don't know if I'm sure some of them are.
Because wouldn't there be humping going on?
Sometimes they they savage the other dog. They'll attack. I've seen them attack other dogs.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, my favorite part of dog racing is that first turn, because somebody always just completely crashes.
Starts tumbling around.
Yeah.
And, but the dogs don't die like horses.
No, no. They just bounce up and run last.
Funny.
But and every now and then you'll get one that takes out like five other dogs.
Oh, I would like to see that.
It is very NASCAR-like.
Yeah. I like that.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Mike asked a good question, and I don't know if this is like, do we have Beth in this week?
Yeah, she's in today.
Yeah, today.
I'll save it for her then.
Hmm. What's the question?
If you propose to your girlfriend and she says no, is that the end of the relationship?
Would be for me.
Jung?
Probably.
I guess it depends on how she says no.
Yeah.
If she says, listen, I'd like to get married at some point, but I'm not really ready. I still want to bang other guys.
That's not good.
It's not ideal. Yeah, yeah, because basically, I guess he's kind of telling you, you're okay, but.
Yeah, you're just not right for me for the long haul is what she's saying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with, yeah, I think so. I think it's over.
Well, especially if that's your goal and you want to get married at some point. If she says no, then oh well.
Right.
Yeah, I think you got to move on.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, we'll ask Beth. She'll
have the answer.
Yeah. But you don't say no. Even if you wanted to wait, wouldn't you say yes, but can we wait a couple years? Would you be okay with that?
Would I be okay as if I asked someone to share my life with me, if they were like, well, there's some stipulations we need to go over? That would be weird.
Well, it's not really a stipulation.
Yeah, I mean, it kind
of
is.
It just say, yeah, I want
to
do it.
Yeah, I'd love to, but not right now.
Can we wait a couple years? I want to get my business up and running or something like that.
And
I want to be making enough money so that everything's cool.
And what if he says, no, I'm ready now?
Eh.
I don't know. It's a slippery slope, Mike, I'm afraid. I don't have all the answers.
No, I would say it depends on the situation, but I can't see too many situations where I'd say, okay, yeah, we'll just keep dating for a while. I would probably be out right then.
I kind of think that's the end of it.
I mean, I'd hit it one more time, and then I'd be out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's it. You break up with her. Someone just sent me like a meme.
Yeah,
that said, sort of asked that same question, and then at the underneath it said, "If you tried out for the basketball team and didn't make it, are you still going to show up for practice the next day?"
That's well played, sir.
Yeah,
well played, or ma'am. I'm not sure which, but yeah, that's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
A little bit,
John. What would you have done if Teresa had said no?
I don't know.
You were pretty. You guys were pretty sure about
that.
Yeah. I
mean,
she was basically proposing to him at that point.
Well, and we'd even had her on air, and it was just we were wondering what was taking you guys so long to make it official. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would have done. Like if, and this time was kind of a mutual decision, so it's not like I really asked her.
Yeah,
we were just talking about okay, what would be the best way, you know, for you to move down here and everything. It's like, well, you know, we could get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. MRK wants to go, don't you feel these things out beforehand from asking?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, you want to be pretty sure.
Yeah, but we say this all the time. Sometimes people just read the situation wrong. Hey, yeah. Even at sporting events, which you shouldn't do that anyway. I'd never propose at a sporting event. But if you do and she says no, yeah, I'm not even finishing the game with her. I'm out right then and there.
With you.
It's like you can get your ass home on your own. You can Uber at home because I'm not giving you a ride.
All right, here's another hypothetical.
Okay.
John, you can answer this too. I think I know John's answer. I'm not sure about Fred's.
Okay.
You have to lose one of these things forever. Red meat.
Okay.
Sex. Alcohol. Or guns.
Probably go red meat.
Oh,
that'd
man.
Be a hard one. red meat or well, alcohol. Forget that. That's alcohol that's and sex are not even.
It's not on the table.
Yeah,
John, what are you going with?
I mean, I don't own any guns, so
that's an easy one.
That's
for
an
you.
Easy one. I don't know. I do like guns. Yeah, maybe guns. That's a tough one. Which one would you do?
I don't know.
It'd be one of those two, though, right?
Guns or red meat?
Yeah.
No, I think it'd be guns or alcohol.
Yeah,
I need red meat in my life more than I need alcohol. That's a priority.
But you already had a doctor tell you you couldn't do it all the time either, so that would be your
That's
excuse.
True.
You could just say, well, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, but I stopped listening to that doctor. I did it for a little while, and then I was like,
"Yeah, I've been wondering about that because you seem to be back on the red meat."
I was like, "That's stupid. I'm going back to drinking or eating this all the time." So,
Pink Valkyrie agrees. She'd hit it one more time and then end it, but she also wants to know what deranged person came up with that list and then hashtag guns.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I don't know. I don't know.
Why do people come up with these lists? Because you don't have to give these things up.
Yeah, but it's a nice hypothetical.
It is a hypothetical.
Like the time when I asked you how many 5-year-olds could you beat up.
Now, that was a a fun hypothetical, though. And I especially like the way that you came up with a battle plan for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you grab one of the kids and use him as a weapon.
Yeah. Until he's all dead and bloody.
And then you pick up another one.
Right.
Yeah. I would get probably the biggest, strongest 5-year-old. Because you do more damage with him.
No, I would want a light one.
Oh, so you can swing it faster?
Yeah, that's like...
So that's like broadsword versus samurai sword.
Right.
I'm more of a broadsword guy.
Yeah.
You're more of a samurai sword guy.
You're like a guy who picks up like a battle axe, and I'm picking up a baseball bat. That's going to work better for me.
Yeah, I want one of those big 6-foot-long swords where I can lop off foreheads at once, and you're going to want you want a scimitar.
Right.
Or a saber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God.
I want like like what Michonne has.
Yeah, you want that.
Yeah, she can get down.
And I want something like, you know, Longclaw. You know, that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, that's too much.
Now I
want to
go buy a sword.
I would get tired swinging that thing around.
Yeah, but if you do it right and you lop off, you know, you lop off heads with it in one swing, you don't have to swing it as much.
Yeah, but what if you don't lop off all the heads? Like, what if you swing it and then it gets stuck in the second kid and while you're busy trying to get it out, the other ones beat you to death?
Mm. That's why I'd have a smaller dagger.
Let go of the sword.
No, you have the sword, and then you have the dagger for when they get in close. See, and then they don't know that you have the dagger in your belt.
Yeah, but and we're talking about children. There's no weapons in this game. Like you.
No, but we're just talking general. If I wanted to have a sword for a sword fight, it would be a big one. But I would also have a dagger.
You'd have like a sidearm kind of.
Yeah,
like you're a guy carrying a machine gun with a sidearm on your hip.
Right. That seems like a very natural thing to me.
Okay. All right, guys, Christmas is coming this year. Go with a win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and could heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. It's hard to get hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozying up to you in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. Every Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that on Christmas. And if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set, it includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com. You save $40. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Had the hiccups right in the middle of that read. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25. To get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to betdsi.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Hey, guys, you want to get in on the action? You know where to do it, mybookie.ag. And, guys, whatever you want to bet on, they got it. If you wanted to get on that game last night, you could have. And you know what? I've been getting on games and horses and everything else on MyBookie, and you can do the same. So the cool thing about it is they've got every bet available and super fast payouts when you win. Fastest in the business. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. This is the only site that I use on a regular basis now because I know if I put my money in there and I win, I'm going to get it out. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out for yourself. Odds on everything. And the cool thing is their mobile site, almost none of these other sites have horses on the mobile site. They got horses. They got greyhounds. If you want to get in on that, we were talking about greyhounds earlier. You bet on them as well. And when you score that big win, they have you covered. Call MyBookie right now, 844-900-2387, and mention promo code radio, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's promo code radio for an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code radio. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just get on your phone and do it. Visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Longhorn Dimitri says, what are the odds you can suggest the perfect present for my three-year-old son that would annoy the hell out of my recently divorced ex-wife? Number one on that list? Drums.
Yeah. Yes. Gotta be drums.
Gotta be drums.
My mom got drums for my kids, and I was like, we're leaving this at your house. So, like, they can play drums when they visit you, but they can have drums at my house.
Says, I have a buddy who asked his longtime girlfriend to marry him. She apparently thought it was a rhetorical question, caught that on video, and have laughed about it ever since. He moved on.
Thought it was rhetorical?
She said no. It was a fancy way of saying that. So. Here's a hypothetical for you. Would you rather be deaf or blind?
I think deaf, right?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know, though. They would both suck.
Yeah, I don't want to be either one.
It would be very difficult to communicate with people.
Well, I don't think I could do my job if I were blind.
You couldn't do your job if you were deaf.
Well, eh.
What am I going to do, sign to you over there? No.
Well, I mean, if you suddenly went, I don't know.
Because I don't think you're not a lip reader.
No. But yeah, drums, that's a great gift. If you want to irritate somebody. Anything really noisy.
That is a tough one, blind or deaf.
Yeah.
Man.
See, I would miss music a lot.
Yeah.
But then I would miss looking at things, too.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. Would you rather have $50,000 added to your salary or 20 points added to your IQ?
Salary. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
I feel like if I had 20 more points on my IQ, I could get a really, really good job.
I don't want to be that smart.
You know, I'm smart.
You don't want to be Neil deGrasse Tyson or anything.
Well, he probably makes 50 grand more than you.
Significantly more, I'm sure. Guys everywhere. But I don't really want to be that smart. I like where I am on that.
Okay.
Because you get most people who get really, really brilliant, they're messed up.
Okay.
So, what's this call about, John?
Let me check.
Yeah. I don't mind taking it, but I'd also want to know what the hell it is.
What are they talking about?
Hmm. What are the odds John Jones ever cleans up his act?
No, I don't think so. He's a dummy. That's a guy who could use 20 more IQ points. He'd be in good shape.
A32 says deaf, so I wouldn't have to hear Joe Buck call playoff games anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if you go to the morning party, they're going to have a Joe Buck pinata for you to beat up on Friday over at Klein's.
Yeah, except I don't think that's Joe Buck.
It's supposed to be Joe Buck.
It's close.
His microphone says Fox News.
Yeah, the lady that made it misunderstood what we wanted. He wants to talk about dog racing.
Okay. Well, we'll try it. What's up, John?
Hey.
Hey now.
You guys wanted to know whether the dogs are fixed or not, and they're not. None of them are fixed.
Okay.
Is there
females, males? They're not.
So
excuse me.
Do the males and the females run together?
They do. They do. The females are on birth control, hormones.
Oh, okay.
They shoot them with hormones.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've got a kennel down there, Libby Watt Racing Kennel. So I'll be racing there for this meet.
All right.
Well, good luck. Let us know when you have live ones to bet on.
Excuse me?
Let us know when you have live dogs to bet on.
It's going to be the 27th of this month, a Wednesday, a week from today.
No, I know that. I want the inside information on your best dogs.
I will do that. I'll, and, you know, when you're at the track there, I'm happy to come up and help you out with it if I can, too.
All right, well, come up and say hello.
Thanks. I will. Right. Have a good one.
Yeah, because it said lines aren't fixed. I'm like, what? So yeah, the weird dogs aren't fixed. Okay, that's good. Thanks for letting us know. So...
Yeah, I feel like that that Joe Buck thing looks more like Steve Doocy because he's holding that Fox News mic.
Well, you can fix the Fox News thing. You just make it Fox. Just take the news off of it.
Okay,
right? Wouldn't that work, John?
Yeah, or I think they were talking about just covering it with a different piece of paper.
Just cover the news.
Oh,
just say Fox
boy.
Or paint over it.
Oh,
it'll take a minute.
Oh boy,
he's got a lot of hair for a. Joe Buck, too.
Well, who came up with that? Like, why would you make a Joe Buck?
Because people hated him during the playoffs.
That's so dumb. Like, Joe Buck he's pretty good about being down the middle. And I know everybody feels like he hates on their team. It's because he gets excited when the Dodgers do stuff. So you're like, hey, what the hell? Why is he excited? Because he gets excited when the Astros do stuff, too.
I hate him on football. I don't think he's very good. But I have to say this. His interview show? Really good.
Solid?
Yeah.
I never pay attention
to that. And mostly because he gets out of the way and he just lets guys talk. Like, I saw one with Brett Hull the other day. And, I mean, I learned stuff about the guy that I didn't know. To me, that's a really good interview show. And I've seen him do that. I've seen two or three of his. I don't remember what it's called. It's something with Joe Buck. But I've seen about two or three of them, and they've all been very, very good. So his interview skills, I'm going to give him an A+ for. So as much as I rip on him for... I don't like listening to him do a football game. Baseball I'm okay with, but that show is really good. If you want to get into a subject and really learn about somebody.
Yeah.
Let's try Philip.
Hey, sports guys.
Hey now, sports.
Hey, I don't know what's left on his contract, but what are the odds the Texans pursue a new running back to replace Lamar Miller this offseason?
I'd go very slim. His contract is he's going to be here next year, and he probably should be because Deontay Foreman is your other running back that's on the roster for
and
next season.
Alfred Blue, who's always hurt. I mean,
but Alfred Blue won't be here next year, more than likely.
Well, I'm looking up next year's contracts now. Lamar Miller would save you 4.75 in cap. It'd be $2 million in dead money, so doable.
But what are you going to replace him with?
Well, you're either going to draft somebody or you're going to sign somebody.
Yeah,
I mean, those are your options.
Do you think a third-round running back or a fourth-round running back is going to be better than Lamar Miller? The answer is probably not. Not for year one.
I don't know, man. Running backs you can plug in pretty quickly. I mean, where'd they draft Kareem Hunt?
Oh, you want to compare the Chiefs line to the Texans
line? No, but
line?
I'm just saying you can get a good running back third, fourth round.
Kareem Hunt, if he were here, wouldn't be Kareem Hunt.
No, but Lamar Miller's not really Lamar Miller either.
I think it's the thing to do is just...
I mean, he's been pretty durable, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be back.
I think so, too. And I think especially because you're not sure that that Foreman will even be back to start the season.
Yeah, I don't think you can count on him at all. I mean, that, with that injury, undeniable is Buck Show, according to a texter. Yeah, that's a, yeah.
Juan says to answer blind versus deaf, there's a blind superhero. No such thing as a deaf superhero. That's not true. Hawkeye is deaf. So, in the comic books anyway.
Better hero, Hawkeye or Daredevil?
Hawkeye's not deaf, though, in the Avengers movies.
Hmm. Interesting. Hmm.
He is so friend-zoned by Scarlett Johansson, though.
Daniel says Undisputed. That's what it's called. I know it's something with the, I know it's one of those. Undeniable, Undisputed, Unsomething.
Undefeated.
Yeah, well, it's not that. I thought Undisputed was skipping whatever, whoever he's on with.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's skipping Shannon.
Okay, this is why.
By the way, did you see Ryan Russillo's leaving ESPN?
Yeah.
When's that taking place?
In 2 days.
Dude, I'm surprised at that. It sounds like they wanted to keep him, and he was like, no, I'm going to go try something new.
Well, I think he's staying there and doing podcasts until his contract is up.
That's crazy,
and
man.
I think it's through the summer.
Then why? How's his contract up, and they're not going to have him on air?
I guess because they didn't want – I don't know. Maybe it was a mutual decision, and I think they're moving Stephen A. into that time slot, and they were supposed to move him to, I believe, like 2 to 5.
Man, that's a guy. It's one of those guys who I feel like should probably realize that he's lucky that he had the job that he did.
Yeah.
And
well, isn't he? What was he going to do though? I think somebody was telling me he's going to write television shows or something.
Right now?
Apparently.
I mean, right now at the moment, I think all I saw was that he was going to remain on ESPN on the staff and do podcasts.
Interesting.
Yeah. No more.
But before the show today, somebody asked me. Would I, you know, ever retire just to write Law and Order episodes like Ryan Russillo? Which, I don't know if that's what he's doing, but no, I'd love to write one. I've always said that I'd love to write one and then be in it and be the bad guy. But I would get bored to tears trying to write TV shows. Let's try. Is that Stoner Q? Perfect. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up, y'all?
What's up? Sports, man.
I'm smoking today. I want some pizza. I got a question for y'all. With the offseason coming up for the NFL, where would you rank the Texans on the free agent market as in appealing for other free agents to come sign with?
16.
Yeah, yeah. I think right. From now on, anytime anybody asks me where you rank the Texans in this, 16.
Yeah, they're 16.
Yeah. So, I do think, you know, they've got
the advantage of the tax.
They've got a lot of cap room, which will help. But I think that'll get you a couple players just because money talks, and there's always an advantage to playing in Texas because of the no state income tax. So they're probably a little better than 16 in reality.
I think Watson appeals to some people, but it
varies year to year. And I think it's, you know, it's one of those things where. If they can pay for some guys and pay them a little more than they get somewhere else, they'll be okay.
Do you think people have already forgotten the inmates running the prison thing?
What was that?
Oh, yeah. You forgot?
Yeah. Well, honestly, how much longer do we think he's going to be running the program?
I don't know. But, I mean, until he isn't.
Although I never trust a guy with a mustache, so I'm really worried about when Cal McNair takes this thing over. And who with a mustache like that, other than Burt Reynolds, has been a success?
Tom Selleck?
Yeah, what, we're going back to the 70s and 80s not in early 90s now.
Yeah.
See, back then you could have a mustache. And like John Holmes, you could have a mustache and be successful. If you're just having a mustache and not a beard now to go with it.
I'm trying to think who else is.
Jerome has one. Jerome doesn't do the goatee. He does the mustache.
I've never even noticed.
Michael Jordan.
He not when he was playing.
Yeah, he just had the mustache.
Yeah, he did for a while.
He got rid of it, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, well, let's do this. White guys with mustaches.
Okay.
And only mustaches.
Standalone mustache.
Yeah. I was watching a movie the other day. The one guy with the mustache, first guy shot.
I mean, Burt, like all the, they're all old school.
Yeah,
Charles
yeah.
Bronson used to have a pretty sick yeah. mustache. Colin Farrell sometimes has a good mustache. Ooh, Daniel Day-Lewis sometimes has a good mustache too.
He's kind of getting old too, though. Like Sean Connery always had a beard.
Yeah. What about Dennis Hopper? Also old. Damn. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. It's.
I'm just curious.
Well,
maybe he needs to shave that thing.
Maybe so. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but again, old.
That's like a handlebar.
Yeah. So I recently heard state income tax only applies to home game salaries. That's true. They tax if you play in it. And I hate this law. In other states that do this, you suck. But yeah, if you go and play a game in, let's say, California, you pay California income tax on your salary for that game, even though you don't play there.
Okay.
It's called an athlete tax. It's been around for a while. It's stupid. I hate it. And I think it's the same thing if you're a band and you're touring and you play a concert. I think it's the same thing. Now, that kind of makes a little more sense, I guess. But, dude, if I live in Texas, I don't want to be paying California income tax for anything. I guess technically they could have charged us for income tax for when we were out there for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's garbage.
People bringing up old people. Sam Elliott, Raleigh Fingers. Those guys are all old.
Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley dead.
What about Josh Brolin?
Yeah, but he doesn't always have one. I've seen him without one in a lot of stuff.
Well, I got nothing then. If you're not counting Hulk Hogan, I got nothing.
Andy Reid.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can be fat and have a mustache.
Fat guys, it works better.
Yeah.
It does. All right, guys. I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. And you're thinking about, man, I'd really love to have my carpets and my floors clean for Christmas. But I'd also really like to help out a child in need, a disadvantaged child. Well, dirt-free's got you covered. You can do both. Dirt-free carpet cleaning has partnered with Toys for Tots. They're going to clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. All you have to do is donate an unwrapped toy when you call 281-DIRT-FREE. Donate a toy to Toys for Tots when dirt-free comes to clean your carpet, your upholstery, your tile, and they'll clean one room of carpet free and throw in a free speed dry. You better book it now. That's $159 in free services. The other guys, they're leaving behind the unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not dirt-free. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call now. Tell them I sent you, and tell them you want to donate a toy to Toys for Tots when they come out and clean your carpets, and you'll help out a disadvantaged child and get $159 in free services. It's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Hey, guys, got a vehicle and don't know what to do with it. Maybe it got flooded. Maybe it's just beat up. Maybe it's just been sitting there, and you've been thinking, man, I need to either sell this or maybe fix it up, and I don't really have time. How about donating it? And a lot of the Blitzers have stepped up, and they've all said the same thing, how easy it is to donate to Texans Can Academies. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, tractors, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible, so you still got time to get that in before the end of the year. And think about how good that'll be on your taxes when you get that tax deduction. And we were just talking about taxes. Getting a deduction is a great thing. And you're doing a good thing. And you also get $50 Visa gift card if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. All the money goes right here in the state. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, they'll come and tow that vehicle. And the cool thing is, these are kids that wouldn't be able to finish school without Texans Can Academies. They're kids that dropped out of other schools and, you know, good kids that just had problems with transportation getting to school, or, you know, in some cases they had to get jobs to support their families. Well, they work around that with them, and they go on and graduate and do great, great things. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I have to tell you, it's time to get on the map.
SportsMap.
SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. There's stuff on there from AJ. There's stuff on there from me. There's stuff on there from Charlie Palillo. All kinds of great stuff. And if you're a soccer fan, we got Victor's soccer thing is up today. And we got a wrestling thing up. So just lots of good stuff from Jose. Jose does the wrestling. So if you're into wrestling or soccer, any of that, if you're into other, you know, real actual sports, we got that covered too. So go check it out. You can also follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And great, great site. And we're going to really start pumping the videos here at the first of the year. And I've got a lot of cool plans. You know, this is kind of phase two, is starting these videos. Eventually, we're going to have like actual TV shows on the site that we shoot right here. So going to be some cool stuff, like 20 to 30 minute shows.
And Lamont gave us a thread of actors with standalone mustaches. Brad Pitt, Sylvester Stallone, Will Ferrell, Sacha Baron Cohen, Sam Elliott from Tombstone, but he's another old man.
Again, yeah, they're all old.
James Franco often wears a standalone mustache.
Yeah, he did in Pineapple Express, right?
Yep. And Tyler came in and reminded me that Henry Cavill has a mustache.
Yeah, not a Superman, though.
A controversial mustache.
Yeah, but not when he's Superman.
He had one during the last one.
Did he?
During Justice League.
Well, they had to.
They spent $25 million to digitally remove it, and it looks like crap.
Yeah, because he was shooting, I believe.
It's a Mission Impossible movie.
He's a villain in Mission Impossible.
I remember that, yeah.
And then they asked him if they could shave it, and then this, I think it was Universal. They were like, nope.
I bet that's on your Comicast.
I mean, we talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys know Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec? He has a nice mustache.
Okay. There's a couple.
All right. I'm still not liking our chances here.
I think Jong should do a standalone mustache.
You don't want to see that.
I think it'd look good on you, man.
No, you'll get the Fu Manchu.
That's good.
Well, that works on an Asian guy, right?
Yeah, I guess. You can provide the hat.
How's that vodka treating you?
I only had one sip. I'm good.
Oh, well, man.
Dude, you need to have like a glass, okay? And come on. This is... people say technicians at my job are state tax. If they go out to work on a rig that has a state with a state tax, they hate it. It seems crazy to me. It does. Why are we getting taxed by these other states? And we don't do that.
No.
Texas doesn't do that. Squeezing a quick call. How about Joe? Hey, Joe.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
What are the odds that y'all are going to have the night out at the Sam Houston Race Park this year? And when does that start? My wife and I, we came out like a few times last year and we were talking about it. What are the odds you can tell me when y'all are going to start doing that? Thanks, and I'll hang up.
Percent 1,000, we will be doing it, and we'll be out there opening weekend, which I believe is the third week of January. I'll get you the exact dates on the break, but we are out there. In fact, I'm out there a bunch more than last year, even. So very excited, man. This is the best part of my job. I get paid to go be at the racetrack at Sam Houston. I'm gonna get paid to go be at the Greyhound track. We get paid to go to bars.
What a life you've made for yourself.
Oh my God, you just can't beat that. I actually get paid to do something I would be doing anyway.
Shh, don't tell that to them.
Oh, they know.
Okay.
They know. Trust me, I would do this show for free. And someday I might. I might actually do it.
Not me.
Once you know, if I keep doing the show after
I gotta get this.
I'm all famous and stuff, then yeah, I might do it for free. I like doing the show. It's fun.
Sometimes it's fun.
It's fun 95%
you know what?
Percent of the time.
I would do the show for cheaper if I could do the show from home. Like if they would just let me build a studio at home.
Yeah.
And I could just be like RJ when he calls in on ISDN. I'll get an ISDN at my house.
See, those
things are freaking expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say $1,100 you can get an ISDN in line.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Well, yeah, think about all the money you're saving in gas.
I'll buy that myself.
And stress and traffic. Well, that's my only the only thing that I really have to complain about is I've gotten where I hate driving, and there's no easy way to get here. And with all this construction that's about to happen, it's going to get worse. I wish And I tried to talk him into moving the station to Edo when our lease was up. And then they gave us a great deal here and all this new space. And I got an office, so I can't really bitch. But I hate.
Oh, I can. I didn't get an office.
Well, see, you don't want to be management either.
No, I don't. No, well, first, I didn't get any offers to be management, first of all, but no, I don't. All right, guys, got to tell you about Pajamagram again. Christmas right around the corner. You want something that's going to make her happy, something that's going to make you happy. That's where Pajamagram comes in. The world-famous hoodie footy from Pajamagram. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the hoodie footy styles at pajamagram.com. And if hoodie footy's not for you, that's cool. They get something a little sexier for your lady. You're into something you want to get a little frisky, that's cool. Go with the Midnight Fantasy. And in fact, if you get the Sweet and Sexy gift set, you'll get a hoodie footy and a Midnight Fantasy. And you buy both today, you'll save $40. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is still guaranteed. Still today, it's guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.